Okay, next we have our national coordinator for the campaign against climate change, a man whose efforts go on all year, been the fight against climate change, and we're very pleased to have him as our leader. Over to you, Bill.
Thanks everybody for being here when it was pissing down this morning when a small bunch of us by the stall, I thought, God, nobody's going to turn up. But this shows that if it rains, we will march against climate change. If it snows, we'll march against climate change. If there's a bloody hurricane, we'll march against climate change. Okay, this is what I've written. Oh dear. Each successive scientific report paints a darker picture. The summer Arctic ice has shrunk to 60% of what it should be. The tropics have expanded to where they shouldn't be before the end of the century. The Amazon is drying out. The Greenland ice sheet is melting quicker than expected. The soils and oceans are not absorbing our excess carbon as they used to. And global dimming caused by sulfates in the atmosphere disguises just how bad it really is. It's pretty clear that while the politics lags shamefully far behind the science itself is struggling to keep up with the physical reality and has actually been left far behind them. As Tim's just pointed out, the idea that we're dealing with a gradual increase in temperature that can be planned for begins to seem like a delusion. Rather, we face a much more dangerous situation where we might stumble into some tipping point or fatal threshold or positive feedback event at just about any moment. So, turn out the lights and buy low carbon products. We have a government that tells us not to boil too much water in our kettles while it builds more roads, runways and coal-fired power stations. A minister has said that obesity is as big a threat as global warming. Nothing better illustrates just how blind and stupid the people that run this country really are. It's the duty of this government to make clear to people what the emerging science shows, just how grave a threat we really face. And in that duty, they have signally failed. They will say, won't they, there were only 6,000 people on that march, so climate change can't really be that bad, can it? 60 or 70 years ago, Winston Churchill said famously, he promised the people of this country nothing but blood, sweat and tears. We need that kind of honesty, that kind of clarity, that kind of resolution and that kind of leadership from the government in facing up to this threat, which in a different way is even greater than the one this country faced in 1940. But if we see this as a war against ecological catastrophe, then it's a war we can't win alone. It's a war that can only be won if all the countries of the world act together. And there's one country's government that has done its utmost to block and undermine effective international action, and that is the government of the United States of America. For the past week of the climate talks in Bali, the US has not negotiated in good faith, but has schemed and manoeuvred to attract allies in its mission to wreck the talks and block all meaningful progress. As the science becomes more and more irrefutable, and as the number of weather-related disasters mounts, so the climate policy of the Bush administration comes to look more and more like willful genocide. And the scale of a climate catastrophe could dwarf all the great genocides of the past century, Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot and the rest, all put together. We have no Nuremberg to try these climate criminals, so we, the people of the world, must do our best to hold them to account and to save their potential victims, millions if not billions around the world, especially the poorest and most vulnerable. We must bring people together around the world to create the tidal wave of protest that can push for effective action. Today on this third Global Day of Action, we here in London have been joined by people all around the world, as you've heard, in more than 50 countries around the world, because I'm sure Jonathan hasn't got the results from all of them. We've made a start, now we need to push it forward. Thanks very much.